much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Silence, children. Silence. First, an announcement. We have a treat for you guys today.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Who am I? What is this realm? What is up there in the night sky? Where is the edge to this beautiful flat earth? Is the ocean blue because the sky is blue? Is the sky blue because that's God's favorite color because he's a boy? These are some of the questions that keep me and Baxter up at night. We go back and forth, trading our thoughts and feelings. The other night, we were talking about, what if our feet were our hands and our hands were our feet? I mean, the randomness of it all. It's just astonishing.
And now...
Hey, Sam.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, this is Sam.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Wednesday morning, the 13th of November.
Hey.
Halfway through. That's insane.
Oh, man.
Halfway through.
I mean,
yeah.
Let's just enjoy it. Why do we have to get to Christmas so fast?
No, I'm
let's
fine.
Enjoy
That's what
November.
I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. She seems to be flying too fast, says the girl who already decorated.
That's the thing. I think she's thinking to herself, it's going too fast. I already have put all the stuff up. In just minutes, I have to take it down.
Yeah,
thank
true.
You.
True,
yeah. Oh, I'm already dreading it.
Pre-sad.
How many trees do you have?
Well,
how many Christmas?
Answer the man.
How many Christmas trees?
Four trees.
Four?
Yeah.
Any of them real?
No.
No, it goes straight to hell then.
No.
You're not celebrating.
Do you get a wreath for the smell?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I have a wreath for the smell, plus there is a candle that I always post about during the holidays and say, if you are against getting a fake tree because you want the smell, get this candle.
Oh, really?
It is called Fraser Fir by a company called Thymes, T-H-Y-M-E-S. I'm telling you, people walk into my house and they're like, oh, your tree smells so good. I'm like, I know. It's amazing.
She's a sociopath and a bitch.
I mean, every time I talk, we don't need to play that
maybe.
One.
Maybe. It's
I mean,
possible.
That,
I mean, when you talk about your four trees.
Particular
I mean, four trees.
Four trees and the candle and the wreaths.
Listen, if you came over, you'd be like, this is so much Christmas spirit. You'd be filled with it. And you'd be like, let's celebrate the birth of little baby Jesus.
As you know, I can't walk in. I will. My hands will burn.
That's true.
No.
Yeah, you forgot.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
You just forgot. Your hands.
Just your hands. Yeah, not hands. Your whole.
As
your
we know, that's the very folklore weird. Of my religion
okay.
is that my hands burn.
I did not know
yeah,
that.
Can't
just
get anywhere
hands.
Near it. Yeah.
Wow.
Just my hands.
Anybody
weird.
Watch Disney Plus?
I did yeah. last night.
You did? Okay.
Yeah. I opened up the app.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still having issues with it, I believe. Because yesterday it was trending Disney Plus fail. For quite some time.
Oh, because the servers were
people
overwhelmed
weren't able to log
whatever.
In. Yeah. It was sort of an issue. And I don't have everything available. Ironically, Danielle and I looked to see...
What does that mean?
Well, like we looked to see if
some
Boy Meets World was on
missing.
And some content was missing.
Oh, I see.
But then other people online are like, oh, watch it everything. So it, I think it's still rolling out and getting millions of people at one time, obviously, is quite a rush.
Sure.
But I watched High School, The Musical, The Series.
All and? Right, which is officially the name, by the way. He's not saying that
I
wrong.
I love it.
Yes, it is. Okay, so the idea is because I've never really seen High School Musical.
Come on.
I know.
Oh, I did.
But I get the joke now because it's the high school in which High School Musical was filmed.
Mm-hmm.
So Zac Efron is set in this world.
So he's
Vanessa
in, he stars
Hutchins.
In it?
Nope, just their names.
Oh, okay, just their names.
But the high school is now putting together a musical from High School Musical.
Okay, I like it.
Does that make sense?
So instead of doing like The Sound of Music or
correct.
Grease.
Like they normally do.
They are doing, okay.
A woman comes a woman
Inception,
comes to town.
Sort
yes,
of.
A woman comes to town and says, I can't believe you guys have never done High School Musical at the High School Musical High School.
So stupid.
Let's do it.
I love it so much.
It's
that's
funny.
Funny.
Yeah, it's funny. And then I was surprised. The final shot, this is not a spoiler. The final shot is a girl who says, S is about to go down, but they bleep out S. And I was like, Disney Plus.
Ah, come on, it's Disney Plus, of course.
No, I'm fine with bleeping it, but I mean, I couldn't even believe they did that.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I mean, you know what she's saying.
I don't.
Stuff.
Stuff,
oh, yeah,
right?
Stuff, yeah. I can't say stuff. Like,
stuff.
Yeah. But it is overpowering looking at that menu.
It's
just
so
too
much.
Much?
It's too much. It's like Aladdin is on the front page, and Lady and the Tramp, both cartoon and live action, or whatever you call
how
it.
How did you not go to Mandalorian?
I figured I want to give it a little more focus.
How did you do High School Musical? High School.
I was going to ask. I'm glad you did. Come on. I'm glad.
How's that your first choice?
This is right before I went to bed. I did not want to get too deep. I thought I'd fall asleep, so I was like, I'll hold off Mandalorian until tomorrow.
Okay.
I understand that because I had so much to do yesterday, and by the time I got home at 6:30, I was like, if I even try to figure out how to do all this, I'm going to watch as many as I can, and that's a problem.
Yeah.
So I am saving it for when I have time to really invest and give to my Mandalorian people.
I saw on Twitter, is today too early for spoilers?
I know.
And I was thinking, you know, really, if you want to be cool, yeah, it's too.
Yeah, the first day, 24 hours, yes.
Yeah. Yes, of course it's too early.
But also Disney didn't do binging, really. You know, you can do a couple episodes, but like, obviously my favorite High School Musical musical series, an opus, they only put out one episode yesterday.
So they're going to do one a week.
One a week, yeah.
Interesting. Okay, interesting.
Are they doing Mandalorian too?
I think, yeah. Well, they didn't put all of them out at once. Yeah. Okay. So we don't know how they're putting them out, but yeah.
Interesting. So it's like a Cheesecake Factory menu. Like, you're like, this is too much, and I still have 27 more pages to go.
Exactly that. Yeah, thank you for doing that.
All right.
I was confused about what it exactly was like, and then you said the Cheesecake menu, and I was like, yes, that is. That's what I've been searching for all day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin Abicho, shall we?
My disappointment is immeasurable, and my day is ruined.
I think that's one of the first drops that Jensen found that he was just so excited about.
It is. So good.
Oh, that's guys, I found something we're going to play a lot.
Review bra. His name. Bless him.
Jensen pays people to celebrate Christmas. Well, just the opposite of...
Well, now we found out because his hands are on fire.
Right, I can't touch any Christmas ornaments or decorations.
Interesting. Yeah.
A couple of us have dreams, so we need Allie Dream Interpreter.
Excellent. Can't wait.
And by the way, I started this as a joke.
Uh-huh.
I mean, meaning that was my vote to do it. Yes, it's because it's a joke. She's...
pretty good.
She's dead on.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's a little scary.
She might be better than a person we had come in here as a professional recently.
Correct.
Right.
Might be.
Mm-hmm. I'm actually going on tour with Darren.
Darren Brown.
Darren Brown.
Yeah, yep. I just call him Darren. I didn't even know his last name.
Super close to him.
Super close.
Makes sense. Yeah.
When you're on an airplane, do you recline your seat? And does it make you a dick? If you do.
You guys, honestly, you guys were going at it yesterday in
the
meeting.
That's the thing, that's a huge argument.
Yeah.
And by the way, we're arguing over an inch and a half.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Like, those seats don't really go back. They just go back a little bit.
Right.
They just swing a little.
It's just a bit.
It's just a little bit of a touch.
Yeah.
And yet, people have very serious feelings.
You two do.
I do.
Good God.
I know I do.
And also, we've got your tickets to the Absolute Almost Acoustic Christmas coming up in the 7 o'clock hour this morning. We'll take a break. We will come back with what's happening next.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
Allie is here with our first look at what's happening.
We discussed Disney Plus.
Mm-hmm.
And here's just some of the things that happened when they went live yesterday morning. Almost immediately, social media was ablaze because people were having problems launching the app, getting a bunch of error screens, content absent from the platform, which Jensen saw, shows not loading, long wait times for customer service. I do love a good Disney spin.
What's going on?
And a Disney Plus spokesperson put a very positive spin on it and said, the consumer demand for Disney Plus has exceeded our highest expectations. While we are pleased by this incredible response, we're aware of the current user issues and are working swiftly to resolve them. We appreciate your patience. I love that they're still like, we know so many of you are using it because it's awesome. Please be patient.
It is. It's a bit of a humble brag.
There were some things that people noticed right away once they were able to watch different shows. Dumbo and some other older movies had a warning about, quote, outdated cultural depictions.
Oh.
Yeah. Almost like, hey, calm your teas. This was made a long time ago.
Right. There's a lot of that.
Things have changed.
Yeah, but no Song of the South, you cowards.
Avengers Endgame restored a deleted scene with Tony Stark's daughter as an adult. But I think the biggest thing that people were like, what? Which I find funny because that means that people's first choice when they went to check out Disney Plus was, I got to check out that movie from 1977. Bring me a New Hope. I'm going to watch Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
They changed the scene again.
What scene?
Where Han Solo and Greedo, like the whole Han shot first, the most highly debated thing in Star Wars lore, ish, one of them. So instead of Han shooting first, which is debatable anyway with some people, Greedo out of nowhere just goes McClunky and shoots. So it's just, it's this random weird word.
So
and then,
strange.
Of course, Star Wars had started going into it. And no, he said that once in, I believe it was Phantom Menace or something.
God.
And it means the end of you. Like, it became this whole, like, deep dive into everything. But why would he say that word?
And why change it again?
Why change
I guess
it?
I guess Disney was saying it was George Lucas.
Lucas. I think he does things just to mess with people.
Yeah, by the way, this sounds like it's
really
just
really enjoy it.
Messing with people.
Yeah.
And by people, I mean...
Nerds.
Right.
McClunky. And then he shoots. It was like, what? Did he just say McClunky? What the heck?
That's awesome.
I think it's amazing, and I enjoyed it, and I appreciate it for everybody out there. Guys, we have our new People's Sexiest Man Alive for 2019.
Thank you.
You're welcome,
Beer Mug.
Finally. I mean,
every year he becomes a finalist.
It should be. One year. It'll be you. One year.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
DJ Qualls?
No. Very close, though. Very close.
Bean, touch my peen.
Would have been his ear,
no,
right?
No,
because
dead guys.
Would have
no.
been his ear.
That was a tribute. Okay.
Yeah. How about...
Juwanna Man?
Juwanna Man, nope. I don't even think that's a person.
Bill O'Reilly.
Nope.
How about...
Salim Abu Aziz.
Nope.
Oh, I know. Flavor Flav!
He would have been good.
Right? I wish.
Steve.
Steve, I believe, was a runner-up. Yeah, but he was too busy hitting it. Yeah.
Okay.
Nice.
Biggie Smalls is the illest.
Again, rest in peace. No dead guys.
Jackson Brown.
Nope. The way he says it, too. Jackson Brown.
Senor Grande.
Senor Grande, nope.
Frankenstein.
Mm-mm.
Oh, I've got it.
Nor his monster.
I've got it.
These nuts. That's not a person, Kevin, at all.
Oh, I have it.
Yeah.
Now for real.
Okay.
Elf.
I wish. What would he say, do you think, Kevin, if he was?
No problem. Can we stop doing that?
I do love a good elf impression.
Turd Ferguson.
Guys, it was John Legend.
Oh,
John
that was
Legend.
Who I had next up.
Oh, he has been named People's Sexiest Man Alive for 2019.
I like it.
Uncle Fat.
No,
what?
It was an Uncle Fat.
Uncle Fat?
It was revealed during the latest episode of The Voice when Blake Shelton, who, as you may know, 2017
winner, yeah.
Sexiest Man Alive, passed on the torch to his fellow coach. And John Legend said, I sat next to him for the last few months and I learned his sexy ways. I observed every movie made, every utterance that came from his mouth, and I think it rubbed off on me. But you gotta think, that's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
Because you're next to a guy that was a previous winner. The winner last year, that's where the pressure came from. John was talking about his reaction to earning the title, and he said, I was excited, but I was a little scared at the same time because it's a lot of pressure. Everyone's going to be picking me apart to see if I'm sexy enough to hold this title. I'm also following Idris Elba, which is not fair and is not nice to me. And I agree. You don't want to follow Idris Elba.
Yep. Agreed.
So, John Legend, there you have it.
What happened to Amy Winehouse?
She passed away as well. She is with Biggie and Bean.
Mm. Was this in the news?
It was for quite a while, actually. Right. Yeah, we talk about it a lot, but that guy keeps forgetting. So what do you think? John Legend, sexiest
I think it's a good
alive?
Pick.
Jesus Christ, that's Jason Bourne.
No, it was John Legend.
It was John Legend.
Oh, we already said it.
Yeah, we said it. I think he's a good pick.
Yeah?
I do, too.
He's funny. He's a good-looking dude.
Uh-huh.
Good singer.
Yeah.
Kind of out there.
Yeah.
You know, in the public.
I'm going to need to...
No, I'm just saying, like...
delve into this. What do you mean he's out there in the public?
I'm just saying he's got a high profile right now.
Oh, really? The celebrity picked for People's Sexiest Man Alive?
Okay.
That's what they were always looking for. They're like, who's out there?
Who's out there in the public?
I was going to go with Lily Sobieski, but she's not out there.
Stays in her house
or early Tony Danza. He's not out of there anymore. Just... people.
He's just out there in the public being
that
all
is a
like
very savvy analysis right there.
Thank you.
Being
thank
all you. Famous and stuff.
Look.
So that's a good pick.
I bring certain things to the show and that's
I
one of them.
I enjoy it immensely. So congratulations, Mr. John Legend. Someone who I would pick, absolutely, will be returning to SNL. One of the most beloved alums returning to host November 23rd. Mr. Will Ferrell, you guys.
All right.
I do. I absolutely care. And I'll tell you why. We always discuss how kind of the generation of SNL that we grew up with tends to be our favorite. My favorite was the Will Ferrell years.
Sherry O'Terry, Will Ferrell, Molly Shannon.
Those are my people. That was my favorite time.
I'll be honest, fellas, it was sounding great, but I could have used a little more cowbell.
See what I'm saying?
That's
Bruce
a
Dickinson?
Classic sketch.
That was
it's
so
amazing.
Good.
This will be his fifth time hosting after serving as a cast member during the best time, 1995 to 2002. Mm-hmm. He will be there, you know, hosting, doing that, all that.
He's the musical guest as well.
He will not be the musical guest as well. Okay. I so wish he was. The musical... What?
Huh?
The musical guest for Ferrell's episode will be King Princess.
Sure.
So excellent.
All right.
I'm looking forward to it.
I think he's a good pick because he's out there.
He's out there in the public.
He's out there in the public eye. So... He's a good pick for SNL. Really,
I'm standing by that.
I think you should. Again, November 23rd, Will Ferrell back hosting SNL for the fifth time.
What does that do? Did that blow your mind? That just happened.
It does, and I'm super excited. Some birthdays for you. Whoopi Goldberg, Gerard Butler, Jimmy Kimmel, Chris Noth, Meta World Peace, and K-Rock's own Nicole Alvarez. And that's what's happening.
Kevin and Bean on K-Rock.
K-Rock.
I got to tell you, we're all... You know, once Halloween passed,
sure,
it's all Christmas.
Yeah, November 1st.
I love Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
it's a great pit stop on the way to Christmas.
Sure, yeah.
But it's just on the side of the road. Let's be honest; it's all Christmas all the time.
Right,
amen.
Until yesterday.
Oh,
when I realized that Jensen pays people to decorate his house.
Well,
what do you mean?
And then I assume, based on that,
right.
He pays people to wrap gifts.
Right.
And then I assume...
Probably buy the gifts, too.
And then I assume open the gifts as well.
And
I assume...
Just show joy. Show joy
yes.
on your face.
I need to see more happiness. Come on, people.
Just so you understand your assumptions.
Okay.
Two out of three are right.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Which two? Buying? Buying gifts?
I have them wrapped by someone.
You have them wrapped by someone.
Yeah.
But isn't a special someone in your life a huge gift wrapper? She loves it.
My wife. But
she can't wrap them if they're hers.
Right.
Okay.
And also, like, boy.
And by the way,
we're going to get in the weeds here.
I know.
Even
if
what he pays.
Even if they aren't the greatest wrapping, she would appreciate it because you did it. Why are you the Grinch?
Okay. Okay, when I was a kid and we used to do those book covers that were like
the paperbacks, yeah.
I never could fold it right, and I'd show up in class and it would like just fall off my book. And I said to myself, one day I'll be able to pay someone to do
that's
wrapping correctly.
The saddest dream
and
of
that,
a child.
And
what?
That
one day,
I mean, number one, how dare you even say anything
how
about my childhood dreams?
How do you even think about that while you're a child, though?
Because I knew I was bad at
no,
folding.
No, but why don't you think, you know what? I should take 5 minutes and learn to fold.
I've tried 100 times.
You haven't.
Your focus is on the front of my house. Right?
Partly.
Okay.
But now we know
you're
this.
Bringing it inside.
All right.
All right.
Now, inside the house, I decorate myself.
Okay.
But outside, the house is tall.
Yeah.
It's just sort of a scary thing to do. I always felt like if I go up on a ladder, I'm going to fall off it and be brain dead. And there's a service that comes to your house every year. They bring the lights even for storage. Like,
wow.
They bring it to you. And then they hang it up. And they put it on the house. And then I walk out. And it's done.
I'm not going to lie. When I had first heard that he pays people to decorate, it hurt my heart because I thought, oh, that's something that I so enjoy. I even enjoy like lugging my stuff in from the garage.
Right.
Ellie gives us about a 2-month heads up when she's going to decorate.
Because I'll tell you, I have close to 20 bins.
Wow.
20 bins.
Yeah. But... I don't feel like having someone, if you have the means to put Christmas lights up outside.
Sure.
I don't hate it, Jensen.
Wait, you don't hate that he pays somebody?
Well, I walked outside while they were doing it, like a real slave master does. And I walked outside and I just stared at them. And it was sad because they were listening to Christmas music.
Why is that sad?
Because you felt like you were missing out a little?
Yeah.
Oh.
I immediately was like, I thought they'd listen to like AC/DC or something. Like, I didn't think they were going to actually live the moment.
They're so in the spirit.
Yeah. And there I was
being like, faster! You know, it just didn't go well with the music.
They're like, oh, sir, do you mind if we take a break? We bring our own cocoa. Like, it's just this
like,
whole moment.
They have, like, a beautiful Christmas moment for her. And I was like, no, keep drinking vinegar. Like, I'm still kind of trying to get him to work faster, you know?
They exchange gifts in his front yard.
Right. Yeah. Their whole family's there.
I can't believe you got it.
Yes.
They're eating s'mores.
Grandma's sitting there making a s'more.
And I'm like, hey, guys, what's going on here? Well, why would you do this? You just put up my lights.
I love it so much.
Yeah, I don't have any... I don't have any really bad feeling towards it. I just know that it felt kind of anti-Christmas. It felt like I was going against the season.
I will tell you this. One of my biggest memories growing up was my parents putting the lights on outside and them getting in a fight every single year.
Oh, really?
About the lights, and my mother wasn't doing something right, and my dad was getting them too wrapped. Like, they would argue putting up the lights every year, like, to the point where my brother and I would, like, this is the year. They get a divorce over the lights. This is it.
But in the end, the Christmas spirit took over.
It did.
Mm-hmm. And it was a beautiful thing because they did it themselves and they didn't pay someone from the outside to decorate their house.
Okay.
Well, my dad does.
Oh, he does. See?
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
Do you want
I'm disappointed in all of you.
Do you want me to tell you the real thing about the gifts a bit?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. About wrapping the gifts?
Yes.
Yeah.
I get them wrapped.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And one of the reasons is because out of my obsessive compulsive disorder, the only thing that has really stuck around with me is like glitter and things that come off of like ribbon and stuff.
Yeah.
And so in this case...
Wait, that drives you crazy?
Oh, insane. Totally nuts. So this woman just gets it all done. I pick it up. It looks perfect. It looks like I'm
Is there no glitter on it?
Nothing.
So you said hard rules for her.
Yeah,
hey, no glitter.
She's like, it's
don't you glitter a present.
The glitter weirdo. Yeah, so here comes the glitter weirdo.
I get it, though. I get that.
You know what? I already feel a little weird. Is there any way we could change the music for a second, Muggs?
Because of our traditions.
Thank you.
We've kept our balance for many, many years.
I don't know what this is.
Oh, it's a song that I feel a little more comfortable playing while talking about the holidays. It's just I want to be fully inclusive. This is Fiddler on the Roof.
You're not a dev.
Oh.
We have traditions for everything.
Just, you know.
How to sleep.
Didn't know the intro was so long.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Yeah. What's he saying?
How to work. How to wear clothes.
Okay.
It's a very long intro.
Right. Too long of an intro.
It's pretty long.
Kevin, do you, for instance,
we always
this guy's
keep
got
our
say,
heads
hold on.
Covered.
He's about to get into it. Here we go.
And always wear a little prayer shorts.
I can't believe how long the intro is.
How long till he gets to it, do you think?
Oh, I don't know. Oh.
You may ask.
Small hillbox.
Now we have to stick with it.
Oh, we have to stick with it.
Now we're stuck.
I didn't know it was so long of an intro.
Okay.
I don't know.
Come on!
Come on, man.
But it's a tradition.
Sir.
Okay,
here we go.
On. Here it goes.
And because of our tradition.
Okay, all right.
Sing it.
Hold on. Here.
Every one of us knows who he is.
Is he reading a book?
And what God expects him to do.
Hey!
Day and night must
there you go.
For
Kevin,
I'm sure that was worth it.
That was worth it.
Not sure.
That was well worth it.
That was a long slide for an hour, I'll tell you that.
Kevin, what do you do with your lights?
Oh, no, I pay. Yeah, there's no way I'm putting those up.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show, K-Rock.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Allie is a dream interpreter. And
thank
I know
you.
At first we started this.
Mm-hmm. As a bit. This was a joke.
Yeah.
And then we realized, you know what? Allie's actually pretty good at this.
I'm not saying it's a gift, mm-hmm. But it's definitely something that was bestowed on me from From the heavens, really.
Oh, so it's a gift.
Okay, so she's very subtle and chill about it. Yeah.
It's definitely a gift, is what I'm saying.
All right.
And humble.
I'm not saying it's a gift, though.
Right.
But okay. I'm definitely saying it's a gift.
Okay. Right. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. So we have a couple of people who had dreams that need interpreting, and so we go to the dream reader.
Oh, dream reader.
Oh, God.
Can you read the dream I had last night?
Like, I had a dream where all the teeth in my mouth had fallen out.
Oh.
Ooh, dream reader, Alec, can you help shed some light?
And then Kevin walked in, and he says, sin dientes, por favor.
Oh,
and
no.
I said, you're in luck, big boy.
Oh.
What does that mean?
Right.
No bueno.
Okay.
That's just a placeholder until we get a real theme, right?
I hope.
Oh, okay. Dear. All right. Well, we have both Jensen and our new board op, Destiny, who both had dreams recently.
Mm-hmm.
Yours was recent, Jensen?
Mine was last week.
Mine's actually a recurring dream.
Let's start with the recurring dream.
Yeah, let's start with her. That's big time.
Let's go.
Okay, so I'm basically running down a hall,
uh-huh.
and I can't run any faster. Mm-hmm. And the people in my life, like my family, my friends, they're all telling me, like, run, run, run. And I can't run. Like, I'm literally in slow motion running as fast as I possibly can, but I'm going nowhere.
And you can't speed up. There's nothing you can do.
No, there's nothing. I'm, like, telling myself in my dream, like, run faster, and I can't. And then at the end of it, when I finally get to the end of the hall or whatever building I'm in, my teeth fall out.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
We hired a crazy person.
This got dark, you guys.
Was this on our application?
Wow. Okay, here's the thing. The running down a hallway represents you think you're going towards a goal.
Okay.
But you're being pushed towards a goal that you're not even sure you
Ooh.
Want.
Oh.
Everyone around you is saying, go faster, but you aren't going fast enough for them because part of you wants to say, this isn't my dream, it's your dream.
Hold on, just make sure. We don't want her to leave this job, Allie.
No.
Okay,
we
just hired her.
Maybe her family was saying, you need to do something different.
Okay.
But you're like, I don't know, I don't want to do that. What happens when you have dreams about your teeth falling out is that it...
It's
Kevin.
Such a weird thing. It's like
Kevin's dream.
I think
first
it's pretty common. Yeah.
It's about loss or important life changes. So you had a pretty important life change. You now have a whole new job,
yeah.
a whole new set of things that you had to learn for it. So your teeth at the end was you stressing out about that. But in the end, you going at your own pace and not listening to all the other people mm-hmm. around you is a good thing.
Oh, I like that.
Do you like
sense.
It? Yeah.
Yeah.
Are your parents and family members pushing you maybe to do something you're not super into?
I could see that in a relationship.
Oh.
And okay. you're running because you're like, okay, I'm going to show them I'm doing this type of thing.
Yeah.
But you want to go at your own pace and you don't want them telling you what you should be doing.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Did you have a tooth in your nose?
Yeah.
Just call back from yesterday.
Hopefully you listened yesterday.
That was
just
it.
One
just
tooth left.
Well,
you
one
got
tooth,
a baby,
okay.
that tooth. Okay. You only have one.
Got to put the one brace
okay.
on it. Just the one little one.
All right. I think well done, right?
Dream reader.
Okay.
All right.
Jensen.
This is pretty intense.
Okay.
So, as you know, 80% of my dreams all take place in a large commerce space. So,
mm-hmm.
either a mall, a casino.
Yes.
Right. Okay. So this one starts in a mall.
Uh-huh.
I'm with a group of friends that I can't even necessarily recall their names from high school. Mm-hmm. I just remember their faces from high school. They were just people I went with.
Okay.
And we are on a writer's retreat, which is something that happens usually for TV shows where we go out of town and sit around and come up with ideas and
uh-huh.
kind of get ready for a more confined writer's room. So we're all sitting around talking, and they all of them at one time say, we have to go do something. We'll be right back. They leave the room. They
okay.
have to go do errands or whatever. I'm there alone writing, and I hear a crazy knock at the door.
Uh-huh.
So I walk over, open the door. No one is there. I close back the door. All the lights turn off, and I'm saying, you know, where are you guys at? I'm trying to find where the guys are.
Mm-hmm.
I think to myself, well, I guess maybe they walked outside. Now I'm trying to get out of the room.
Mm-hmm.
It's the lights are off. I'm trying to
yeah.
get out. So I open the door, and there's a ghost at the door.
Mm-hmm.
I go to close the door fast. The ghost puts his arm and blocks the door.
Like ghosts do?
Like ghosts
See, a
do.
Ghost could come right through the door, but okay,
nope.
sure.
This is what happened.
This is weird. Okay.
Blocks it, comes inside, and we have a face-to-face, mm-hmm. I quickly, my reaction is boof, boof, two quick punches to the face.
Okay.
That's your reaction in any situation?
Well, this guy's trying to attack my room. Right. So boof, boof, and then I notice it's my dad, and then I woke up.
I noticed it's my dad, and I woke up. Now, your dad's passed away.
Yes, he's a ghost.
Okay. It's a lot to unpack.
Good luck, Allie.
I also woke up in like a cold sweat. It was like a very scary
terrifying.
Yes.
Well, first of all, the people on the retreat, they will never have you back at another retreat. Just know that.
Right. True.
Right off the bat.
I wasn't good there. No.
They are really freaked out by you. They're like, let's leave the room. I feel like he's going to punch a ghost.
Right.
A ghost represents powerlessness or helplessness because it's something that isn't there anymore. So that's what that represents. By the fact that you punch the ghost, that's a real aggressive thing, Jensen.
Sure.
And then when the ghost, after you punched it, was revealed to be your father, that's you feeling very guilty about something and feeling like, oh, it's too late, but I've got all of this pent-up aggression, and I really want to tell him something. Like, maybe it's too late that you didn't get to tell him something, and I don't know if the writing involved all of that. Like, maybe he wasn't that big on your dream, or he was even pushing you towards that, but you never got to tell him as much as you wanted to about the writing aspect.
Sure.
And then you punching him means you have so much that you wanted to tell him, but the ghost represents that you were too late and you weren't able to tell him.
Wow.
That's crazy because I just thought I was a dick.
Yeah, I mean, that could
also
be too.
Also, I'm just going to button it up here.
Okay.
You are an awful
a-hole. Right.
Well, okay.
Didn't need you for that,
now,
I guess.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question. Could you do it on the phone? Because we have somebody that's calling in with a dream, and he would like it interpreted by you.
Great.
Good morning, Russ.
Yeah, what's happening?
Hey, Russ.
Welcome to Dream Interpreter.
Hey, how are you? I'm the biggest fan of K-Rock ever, let me tell you, first of all.
Thank you, Russ.
I'm a big Russ fan already, so.
Yeah, yeah. And then, so this dream was me and Mr. T were eating cereal.
Sure.
You and Mr. T were eating cereal.
Sure.
Me and Mr. T were eating cereal.
You and Mr. T were eating cereal.
Yeah, it was random, you know.
Uh-huh.
And he goes, look at the floor. I go, for what? Because I don't know if I spilled shit. If I spilled anything or whatever. But it was black and white tiled floor.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes, think about it. And then I looked at the box, and it was Mr. T cereal, and then he disappeared, and I was just eating cereal, and I was like, what?
Yeah. I'll tell you, Russ, this is
it
so...
It was pretty random.
Yeah,
you know?
It was.
Russ,
random.
Would you take Bean's spot on the show?
Yeah, amen. I will tell you, this is so easy to interpret. You were and are super high right now.
No, you know what?
Thanks for calling.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
All right, listen, let's try and have some patience with
each
other.
I can't promise anything.
Let's try.
Same here, by the way.
Yeah. But I'm saying let's try.
Okay.
Omar's in here, too.
Yeah. Let's try.
Okay.
Just give it a good try.
Well, what has us all so heated is that a Yahoo article popped up yesterday by a guy named Christopher Elliott, and it was a genuine manifesto, I believe, of a psychopath.
Okay.
It reads, stop reclining your airplane seat. It's the polite thing to do. It's the right thing to do. He even quotes a frequent traveling organizational consultant who says, seat reclining is one of the most irritating, inconvenient, and self-indulgent habits a person can have.
Okay.
It's a point-by-point argument, this article. Let's break down some of them, okay? So he thinks that you going onto an airplane and using the reclining seat is the most offensive thing you can do while on a flight.
Oh, by the way, that's just not true.
Yeah,
it's not true at all.
There was a guy, bare feet guy on the way to New York. There was a bare feet guy. I was like, at least put your socks on.
And why are they always touching their feet once the feet are bare?
And
it's disgusting.
We've talked about this before. Kung Pao chicken at 9 a.m. in the morning, guy. That's worse. course.
Hard-boiled egg guy with tuna fish right next to
tank
you guys.
Tank top dude with air pit.
You had me a tank top dude.
Yeah. All the deodorant, which was me. Just like blah, 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 on his armpit hairs.
So yesterday we were talking about this, before we go point by point here, we were talking about this, and I immediately want you all to know that I do not think reclining your seat is a dick move.
Okay.
I think that the seats are there to be reclined. That's why they recline. That's why they were made that way.
Right.
And it's not even that far into someone's lap or anything. It's
I mean, it is truly an inch and a half.
Well,
but that's my point. Is like, why even do it? It's not like it's going to make you extra comfortable or do anything, but you are in that other person's space. Like,
you're
Absolutely. You try to be as courteous as possible because you don't want to be barefoot guy or seat recline guy, you know? So you just kind of try to get through the flight and, you know, just be chill.
Christopher claims airlines are trying to squeeze more passengers on a plane to make more money, and now currently there's no room to recline.
Correct.
Before airline deregulation, many economy class seats had a generous 36 inches of pitch, quote unquote, a rough measure of legroom. Today, some seats have as little as 28 inches, and that leaves you right up against
the person behind you. I'm 6'2", and my knees touch, and there's nothing I can do about that. So if somebody reclines, I have to readjust my seating position so that I can live.
Let me ask you,
what I mean? Like, it's really difficult.
And you being a nice guy, if somebody reclines their seat, you recognize that it's their right to recline the seat, so you don't say, hey, man, or you just deal with it, right?
Funny you say that.
No, I stand up and I just choke them out. Choke them out.
Okay. That seems a little aggressive.
Tap out!
Well, funny enough, that's actually his next argument. Oh. He says people who say it's their right, they're wrong. You can do a lot of things on a plane. For example, you can tell your life story to your seatmate. You can eat a Limburger cheese and Bermuda onion sandwich. Mm-hmm. You can press the flight attendant call button 50 times in a row, but all are bad ideas.
We have on at Kevin and Bean on Twitter, and we're going to do it on Instagram, a poll. What do you think? When you're on a plane, do you recline your seat? It's all good, one answer, or you are a dick is the other answer.
I think there's a little gray area, and this is, I check to see, oh, if it's a baby, if it's Brad Williams, you know what I mean? Like, if it's not going to inconvenience them, then I don't mind putting my seat back. Yeah. But for the most part, I think that the planes were developed, the seats were developed to recline.
Yes.
But then they started putting the seats closer and closer together so that now it's literally horrible for the person behind you. And for the most part, don't do it.
Christine brought this up in the meeting, and I think it's a good question. What about at night when most people are sleeping on a plane? Is that okay? You're taking a red eye. Does that change things for you?
Well, because then you're all making an agreement. We're all going to sleep. So if you all recline, you won't be in each other's laps.
But what if that's when I work? I don't want to sleep. That's when I work.
Well, sorry you're on a plane with reclining seats, bro.
Okay.
Some airlines have already ditched reclining seats. They've already stopped doing them. But this guy in the article is arguing that they don't want to stop the reclining seats. They should, by
they
standards.
Should, because they've tightened everything
up
so
much. But they're not going to, because it's just basically giving up on people's comfort. Like, it'll just stand out more than leaving it there. Like, oh, now we can't even recline our seats?
Yeah.
So he knows for a fact, he says, that airlines are wanting to stop the reclining seats.
But they won't, because it's proving that
Could we get on the microphone and go, hey, everybody, listen, let's all recline our seats on three. One, two, three, recline. And then everybody's
fine. He gives some ways to deal with a seat recliner, because he thinks you should address it. And I want to know what you guys thought of his methods. Okay.
Kick the seat.
Well, kind of close.
Repeatedly.
He says tap them right at the time of reclining. So don't wait too long, right when they recline, and ask them to lean forward.
Just meaning this is like, making me uncomfortable.
Yeah, please don't do that. It doesn't work with these seats.
Okay.
His second suggestion, get a flight attendant involved.
Oh,
but
what?
The flight attendant, don't the flight attendants pretty much have to
That's what I thought.
Support that there's a reclining seat?
There's a reclining seat. He said, in case they wait for you to go to the restroom or pretend to be asleep, which is the oldest trick in the book. I was like, bro, how many people are you flying with that are just straight up dicks? Like, so he says, basically, don't let them get away with it. Call an attendant.
Okay, and a flight attendant is not going to be like, sir, put your seat back.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
He also said move seats. If you see an open one nearby, just move there or ask permission. That makes it easier.
Or just be rich and fly first class.
Right. Yeah.
Like, what is wrong with all
these
people?
Did we put that on the poll?
Yeah, that should be on the poll, too. Just be rich.
But the people should not be dicks. Don't recline your seat. That's a dick move.
I'm taking myself out of this conversation because I am 5'2".
Yeah.
It does not affect me in any way, shape, or form.
So, Kevin, recline or no recline?
Again, I'll look and see if it's going to...
No recline or recline!
98% of the time, no recline,
no
because it's horrible for the person behind
you. And if you recline,
you.
You're a dick.
Yeah.
Absolutely, right?
And just so it's out there, I am 100% reclined, and I'm happy to be called a dick right
okay.
here.
Okay.
Okay. Omar?
No recline. I am not a dick.
God.
You know
disgusting.
Who's a dick? This guy right
yeah.
here.
Jensen.
That's right.
Jensen's
okay.
a dick.
It's radio, Omar. He pointed at me.
All right.
Jensen's a dick. 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 Jensen's a dick. 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 Jensen's a dick. 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 Jensen's a big giant dick.
Okay.
Jensen's a dick.
All right.
Dick. Dick. Jensen's a dick.
We have to sell for a
dick.
Hold on.
Jensen's a dick.
Okay. Dick. I can't hear you.
Dick.
Yeah, this is
Jensen, you're a big dick. Jensen's a dick.
I know I'm inheriting
dick.
A lot from being
dick. 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 Right. Jensen, you are a dick. Dick.
Right.
Dickity dick. 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 Dick.
Okay.
Jensen, you're a giant dick. Jensen, you're a giant
right.
dick.
No,
dick. Jensen,
okay.
you're a giant dick.
Dick.
Jensen, you're a giant dick.
Dick.
Jensen, you're a giant dick.
I mean,
dick.
Not yet, huh?
Dickity dick. I can't believe how much of a dick. Jensen, you're a big dick.
Right.
A giant, huge,
okay.
big dick. Such
okay.
a dick.
Yeah.
What a dick.
Right.
A giant, big,
gotta be the end.
Dick.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show.
K-Rock.
All right, we have tickets for the K-Rock Absolute Almost Acoustic Christmas Night 1. You're going to have to earn it with a game.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, Omar's in the studio.
Mm.
And unfortunately, that means Omaroki.
Omaroki as a singer, Omar's really lame. So we wish you luck, because he sucks. If you guess, you win the game.
So Omar's going to sing a song, and you need to come up with the artist... And the song title.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The artist and the song title.
Super easy.
Not easy at all.
But if you know the lineup for night one.
Night one, right.
You should do okay.
Yeah.
Ish.
Ish. Right. I think all so. Right. All right. Let's start with, is it Kaufman and Carson? Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Kaufman, you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Good luck.
Treating that right, broken so bad. You made a vow, never get mad. You play the game. Though it's unfair, they're all the same. Who can compare?
Is that Cold War Kids?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Song title?
Oh, God. Mm. Drawing a blank there.
Aww.
Nope.
Oh, it's first.
Broken so bad.
Don't start
okay,
singing
no,
with them like
so
a
good.
Sam.
Let them do it, please.
Yeah, that dude has it easy. He's got the band behind
sure.
him.
Right.
Effects, that auto-tune.
Is, that's the big
this
difference.
This is rock
yeah.
talent, baby.
Omar's big complaint is that the bands might call him on stage at Acoustic Christmas,
yeah, yeah.
which he doesn't want to uh-huh. have.
It's a fear, yeah.
Susie and Bill, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hi there. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. You ready?
Okay, make it easy.
Good luck.
Do you want to go back to where we started? Back before where we were broken-hearted? Come my way, come, I gotta tell ya. The shoes fit my little Cinderella.
Is that Angels and Airwaves?
Yes.
Yep.
What's the song title?
The song title is...
Let me Google it.
I'm sorry?
Kiss and Tell?
No.
Oh. I'm sorry, it's Rebel Girl.
Cinderella.
Uh-huh. Don't
so
sing
good.
Along.
Please. Thank
you. I love you.
So good.
He really does see himself as
please.
Nailing
I'm
it.
Killing this.
All right, let's go to Nikki
you
in Hermosa
killing
Beach.
It.
Good morning, Nikki.
Good morning.
All right, we have no winners yet.
I know.
All right, so Omar's going to sing a song. We need the artist and the song title.
I got okay. bills to pay, I got mouths to feed. There ain't nothing in this world for free. Oh no, I can't slow down, I can't hold back. Though you know, I wish I could.
All right.
Well, that's Cage the Elephant.
Yes. Right. And the song title?
And it's Ain't No Rest for the Wicked.
Yes.
Yes.
I got bills to pay, I got mouths to feed.
Oh, Oh, I'm so good. I think the flu's going around. If any of these bands need somebody to go on stage,
I was hoping you'd catch it.
Let's go to Ralph in Garden Grove. Good morning, Ralph.
Good morning, party people.
Welcome to the show. You ready?
Yep.
All right, good luck.
In the time of chimpanzees, I was a monkey. Butane in my veins, so I'm out to cut the junkie with the plastic eyeballs. Spray paint the vegetables, dog food stalls, before the beefcake pantyhose.
Why are you doing Bob Dylan?
I don't know.
That's got to be, is that that's Beck?
Yes.
Loser?
Yes, it is. Yeah. Nicely done.
Chimpanzees, I was a monkey. Come on.
That's pretty good,
I'm
man.
So good.
Very Bob Dylan, though. I don't know what happened there.
So weird.
I'm not sure.
You know what? I'm an artist. I got to put a spin on it.
Sure. Okay.
It sounded like Norm MacDonald.
Let's go to another Nikki, this one in Carson. Good morning, Nikki.
Good morning.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here's Omar.
Hey, you know they're all the same. You know you're doing better on your own. So don't buy in. Live right now. Just be yourself. It doesn't matter if it's good enough for someone else.
That is Jimmy Eat World, The Middle.
Boom!
Yes, it is. Three in a row.
Hells yeah.
Nice.
Three in a row. Good contestants, by the way. I don't know that I'm getting the...
I think it's me.
I don't... is it, though? Mariana, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. You ready for Omar Oki?
Yeah.
Okay. Good luck.
In my life, I have seen people walk into the sea just to find memories plagued by constant misery. Their eyes cast down, fixed upon the ground. Their eyes cast down. Nice harmony.
Is Cage the Elephant?
Yes.
Yes.
Cage the Elephant?
Does it Shake Me Down?
Yes! Yes!
Who thought she was going to get that
no,
one?
No. Us. Last minute.
All right. Do we have time for one more?
Yeah.
All
right.
Please.
Let's do Chris.
South
Emoti. Good morning.
Even Omar thinks this one's a problem.
I don't think Omar wanted to do
it's
one
all
more.
Good. Okay. I always save the worst one for the last.
If Omar doesn't want to do it, then I do want to do it. Okay. Chris, are you ready?
Yes.
All right, here you go.
There's a destination a little up the road from the habitations of the town we know. A place we saw lights turned down low, jigsaw jazz and the get fresh flow. Pulling out jives and jamboree handouts, two turntables and a microphone. Bottles and cans, just clap your hands and just clap your hands.
Sound like Chacarone.
Is that Beck where it's at?
Yeah!
Yes, it is.
Omar sounded like Jed the Fish.
That was truly weird, but we do have five people in the drawing. And Alan's going to be doing it. See who joins us on night number one.
The winner is the first Nikki we talked to from Hermosa Beach.
Yay!
Congrats, Nikki.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
I'm so excited.
Thanks for living through Omar Oki and for playing the game. We appreciate it.
Maroki, that's our game, and how much fun we had. Now you know that I didn't lie when I told you he was pretty bad.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show, the world famous K-Rock.
And now it's time for a moment with Kevin.
Like my search history, see like, you know, creepy mannequin like Ricky and be like, what's happening here? What's wrong with her?
That's best case scenario for you.
What?
Best case scenario for you. What just happened? Sorry, I have a cough drop in my mouth.
What was that?
That was a moment with Kevin.
We all looked at each other. Even Destiny, the new board op, did this look like, oh God, did he stroke out? Like, what just happened?
I remember you guys looking at me like I was crazy, and I thought it wasn't that bad. It's that bad.
It's that bad.
Your face just listening to it. Your eyes just got huge. You had no idea.
Can we hear it again?
What?
And now, it's time for a moment with Kevin.
Like my search history, see like, you know, creepy mannequin like Ricky and be like, what's happening here? What's wrong with her?
That's best case scenario for you.
No.
What?
Best case scenario for you. What just happened? Sorry, I have a cough drop in my mouth.
That was a moment.
I tried to pass it off as a cough drop in my mouth, too, but there's no way that caused it.
It was good, man.
I don't know what happened.
That was like Leonardo DiCaprio on 20, right? Leonardo DiCaprio. But it was you. One more time. One more.
It's
come
so
on.
Good.
One
it's
more.
So good.
Heard it twice.
It's
one
great.
And now it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
Like my search history, yeah. See like, you know, creepy mannequin like Ricky and be like, what's happening oh, here? Okay. What's wrong with her?
That's best case scenario for you.
What?
Best case scenario for you. What just happened? Sorry, I have a cough drop in my mouth.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
Woo!
I think Kevin is doing exactly as well as anyone might have expected someone like him to perform in a position like that.
Thank you.
Oh, that's very nice.
Thank you very much. Very
nice. Well said, Kevin.
Wow, that one scared me.
That
all
is
right.
A gut punch.
That's a good one.
7:54. Time for a look at what's happening. Here's Allie.
By the way, the conversation we just had about whether or not you should recline your seat on the plane, we put a poll up at Kevin and Bean on both Twitter and Instagram. The Twitter poll... It's all good. 51%.
Is that right? 51%.
Yeah.
You're
close.
You are a dick. 49%. So
battle.
If you have serious thoughts about it, go to @KevinAndBean on our social media and please vote because my God, it's so close.
It is.
It's too close. Call.
I'm telling you, it's why they recline, guys.
I know that you're saying that, but they also moved. They gave you less room on the plane after they gave you the reclining. They give you
not
less room
problem.
On the plane.
Not my problem.
That's
no,
the
it's
same...
the problem of the person behind you,
again,
dick.
Not my problem.
It's the same argument of, well, I can't say these things now. Yeah, because times have changed, Jensen.
I understand, but then they should stop the seat from reclining.
Okay.
All
right. Yeah.
Jensen's a dick.
It's true.
Right.
It's true.
Okay.
But then again, I think that article was correct. They would have to, if they stopped them,
because then
from
it would be like, we don't even
reclining.
Want you to be comfortable.
Yeah. They have to admit to themselves,
we
are smushed in here and we don't want you to be comfy.
But we all know that.
We all do.
Right?
We all do.
Everybody knows there's not enough room.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're probably right. I don't know.
May God bless.
Oh no, I don't
sir,
think we need the
time. Sir,
I don't
we
think
do
we have
not
time.
Need Fiddler on the Roof.
From us.
We don't have I don't think we have time for that.
Okay, yeah, we are.
I mean, we're finally
do you think
in
he
the
was,
song, though.
Do you think he was still talking? Like, we
the
went back
time.
To him and it was still
the
intro?
Time.
Most likely, yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
All right.
Kevin, I know that moment with concerned you, but now's the time to rejoice.
Okay.
Because it took 15 years, but a Friends reunion might actually be happening.
Is it a Friends reunion?
I saw this.
Yes!
I saw this news.
Wow!
I think the world thought of Kevin first. He's freaking out.
I got tweeted this 50 times by our listeners. Thank you, listeners.
Well, according to The Hollywood Reporter, a reunion special is in the works for HBO Max, though things are far from finalized. But the rumored special is going to have everybody from the original cast. Jennifer Aniston, Courtney Cox, Lisa Kudrow, Matt LeBlanc, Matthew Perry, David Schwimmer. Here's the thing. They're saying it's probably an unscripted reunion.
What?
What does that mean? Most
what
likely
does that mean?
Would serve as like a nostalgic look back type
like
of thing.
After the Rose.
Yeah,
really?
Exactly.
After the Friends?
Yeah. Like, hey, remember Marcel the monkey? And then they'll play a clip or something.
He's dead now.
Rachel haircut sure did change the culture. Roll
but
a clip
it's still a reunion, right?
Well, it's a reunion of the people, but it's not going to be a reboot, and it's not going to be a scripted show. So far, Kevin. But, I mean, if they know that you're upset and that you want an actual scripted reunion, maybe
they might do it.
Now's your time. Plead
I'm
your
so
case.
So excited. So excited.
You know, a lot of times they just put things out into the universe
to
gauge
the
response. The reaction. Mm-hmm. Maybe now's your time. Maybe Marta Kaufman is listening right now.
I'm a 10,
David
a
Crane
10, a 10.
Tuning in.
Yeah.
Okay, what
reunion.
Do you want? Reunion. And
scripted.
Scripted, okay.
Right. Many more seasons.
Okay.
Oh,
wow.
Okay.
Can't get enough.
What if someone's just tuning in and had no idea and they're like, he
loves
Friends.
It's his favorite show.
Look, here's my thing. Friends was at 0 to 10. I mean, 0 to 10, Friends was a 6, maybe 7.
Okay, fine.
Good.
Good.
I don't have anything ill will against it.
Yeah.
Every day since it went off the air, on a magazine or a website or something, there's been, is there a Friends reunion?
It's insane. Mm-hmm.
Every single day. Why?
Do people care to watch them sit around and talk about the show, or do they want them back in the room and
I think
stuff?
People would most rather see them doing a scripted show
you
again.
Would think.
Absolutely.
This is just
but
a documentary from a DVD.
I think this is just the way of getting them all back together, because I can also imagine a lot of them don't want to return for a scripted series.
Right.
They've got other things happening. I can imagine a few of them do, though, if you know what I'm saying.
Right. There's some that might
not doing too much.
Some that might want it more than others.
Absolutely. So I think this is just a foray into it and then see how it goes from there. But I think people would love it.
Just pure joy for me.
People
just pure
that
joy.
That aren't Kevin.
By the way, I would welcome it, because then maybe the conversation of is there going to be a Friends reunion would stop.
No, then it would become, is there going to be a Friends show? Is there going to be a new spin-off?
Honestly, it's going to get more intense.
Yeah.
Nope.
I already signed up for the Rachel haircut.
Did you?
They were doing sign-ups.
So where was that happening?
I don't know. It's not like I made an appointment, but I signed up for it. And then I put myself on a wait list for a monkey to get Marcel. Actually, I didn't, because you shouldn't have monkeys as pets. Everybody knows that. Stop adopting wild animals as pets. It's not fair.
Oh, he's back.
Oh, Fiddler's back.
He's back in it.
All right.
Maybe do it over the birthdays.
I love, though, that Muggs does the dance.
He does.
Puts his hands
every time.
What is he, Tevye? Tevye? Yeah, that's you. You're our own Tevye.
Hey, Muggs, did you have a bar mitzvah?
I did.
What was your theme?
Baseball.
Was every table like a different baseball player?
Yeah.
I'm sitting at Wade Boggs or whatever.
Yeah. Was your mom like, I hate baseball. The Dodgers suck. Dodgers suck. I don't like it.
He's not even a man today.
My son's still a loser.
He doesn't even have a good bullpen.
Yeah. She left before I officially was made a man.
She left in the eighth inning. Yeah. She left after
so
the eighth
sad.
Candle.
Oh.
Thank you.
Yeah. Some birthdays for you. Whoopi Goldberg, Gerard Butler, Jimmy Kimmel, Chris Noth, Meta World Peace, and K-Rock's own Nicole Alvarez. And that's what's happening.
The Kevin and Bean Show. The world famous K-Rock.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Allie, you did a story yesterday about a woman who was hiding from her kids and drinking.
Oh, no. That was a friend of mine. I brought that up.
Friend of yours.
You're being nice. It's a friend, and she didn't want to say her name, and today I'm asking her to out her.
I cannot, because I asked her to call in today, and she's like, are you kidding me? What if, her exact words were, what if we ever got a divorce? He would use this in a court of law. I said, okay.
All right.
So
it's smart to plan ahead, I guess.
I will put you down as a marriage
Maybe.
Going great.
Everything's fine.
But here's the thing. I was talking about people that just need to get away from their kids. Mm-hmm. Like, oh my God, I don't know if they're just driving you crazy, whatever. But she has in her bathroom, in a locked cabinet, a bottle of wine and a glass. So when she needs to just get away for a little while, she just says...
By a little while, you mean like 4.5
about
hours?
A half an hour.
Okay.
And the kids are like, mommy poops a lot. Mm-hmm. But she just goes in there and just enjoys some wine. And I said, why not just build a whole like secret bathroom where people look at it, they think it's a bathroom, but instead you've just got like a touch screen and all of a sudden your TV comes up, you're watching Netflix.
What are you, James
you've
Bond?
Got a full bar in there. It's just a way to get away from maybe life's horrible times.
Little runs.
Yeah.
So sometimes you need a break.
Yeah.
Dad's out shoveling the driveway. Mom desperately needed a treat to get through the rest of the night. So I'm hiding in the pantry, eating a treat. Is that wrong? They don't ever go away. They want everything you have. See? She's always there.
Hi. Hi.
Hi.
That woman posted that, and it was so relatable to people, and then they found out, oh, sweet Jesus, that woman has quadruplet girls.
Oh,
she's going
my God.
Through something so different than most of us. She deserves all the treats in the pantry. good God, go in there.
I was thinking about this yesterday because I knew we were going to take calls at 1-800-520-1067 about how do you hide from your kids.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about yesterday, I had many, many arguments with my dad.
Uh-huh.
And my dad would say, I'm going to go take a nap.
Okay.
And he would go into the bedroom, and then he would come out after 10 minutes. And he would go, feel great.
Yep.
And I would say, Dad, there's no way you napped and fell asleep.
Uh-huh.
There's no Oh, yeah, I did. I fell asleep. It's all I need. I need 10 minutes.
Now you know.
Until yesterday did I realize he was hiding from us.
For you 10 even minutes. Told the story on the air about how your dad could take really, like, reinvigorating naps.
10-minute naps, and he felt great.
Now you know.
Now I have a full understanding. It was me and my two brothers, and he just needed a break.
Do you think he just screamed into the pillow?
Maybe.
I mean, 10 minutes is not long.
I don't know, but he would come back out after 10 minutes and be in a great mood, and everything was great because he was so refreshed from his nap. He wasn't napping.
I did find...
He was getting away from me.
Doing a line of coke. I did find...
I'm sorry?
Nothing. I did find an article on foreverymom.com, which seems like a very positive space for moms. This is listed as the 5 best places to hide from your children. Okay?
All right.
The pantry is number one.
Okay.
So like the audio clip we heard, right? And they said to hide wine in the back of the cans.
Absolutely.
All right. Your bed.
All right.
You may think this is silly, it says, but why not your bed? Just go under the covers, bring a light, read a book. Okay?
Bring a light.
Number 3 is the garage.
Okay.
It says it's not a great place if you live in cold weather, but this person who wrote the article hid in the garage last month and ended up entirely reorganizing the Christmas and Halloween garage cabinet.
I got a lot of work done.
Hid from my children.
Excellent.
And then 4th, your car. Okay, so you could just hide, lay down under the seats.
Yeah.
Take a nap. Kids aren't going to walk into the car. And then lastly, your bathroom, which we all know is a very good one. And they say it is technically the best place to hide from your children.
In the bathroom.
Yeah, because they think you're in there doing your business.
Yeah, nobody wants to interrupt that.
Dropping a deuce. And they're not timing it.
Yeah.
They're just like, mom's in there.
I mean, after a while, when mom goes at the same time every day for 2 hours.
And then she comes out all tipsy.
Yeah, she's like, what do you guys want for dinner? And you're like, ma.
It also suggests using the shower. So you could run the shower.
Okay,
so
pretend you're showering.
The poo and the shower. You get
there
another maybe
20
minutes.
Honestly, couldn't you just take a shower, though, too?
You could.
You have to just run the water?
Yeah, but then how do you eat the potato chips?
How do you read?
How do you eat the potato chips is a good question.
Right. You can't bring a book in the shower.
That's true. Right.
But we're going to take your calls at 1-800-520-1067. Moms, dads,
anything.
Caregivers.
Yeah.
Yes.
How do you just get away
Sometimes brothers and sisters.
Absolutely.
Sure.
How do you just get away? Where do you go? What do you do? We want to hear your secrets.
Yeah, it doesn't make you a bad parent.
No,
it makes
you human.
It could make you a bad parent.
Okay.
We'll decide.
Right. Okay,
good point.
We'll decide. Let's start with Shauna. In Ladera Ranch. Good morning, Shauna.
Good morning.
So you hide from your kids?
Well, they're older now. I don't have to hide from them anymore.
But you did.
But when I did, absolutely.
Now
I
they
did.
Hide from you.
Hide in... Oh, yeah, isn't that what they all do? But I would hide in the bathroom, I'd hide in the closet and eat, you know, hoarded Halloween candy or whatever. And
so you would steal their Halloween candy and then you would hide it in the closet so that when you were hiding from them in the closet, you would also have their candy that you had stolen.
I would only take the candy that was possibly poisoned.
Right.
That makes it okay.
I mean, that's the right thing
to do. Mama had to test it.
Sure.
Absolutely.
The right thing
because you're safe.
Right.
You're concerned for the safety
of
your children.
Of a hero.
I love it.
Right.
That's right. But they got wise to me because I was in the Nordstrom's restroom unwrapping a feminine product.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And my 3-year-old started screaming his head off through the door because I was eating candy in the bathroom and not sharing.
Oh, no. And you're like, no, mama's just menstruating.
No. Shauna, nope. Shauna, you gotta practice hard love, man. You got tough love. You got to give him the candy.
No.
Yeah. No, you got to give him the pixie stick.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you
no
do.
Kid wants
nope.
a tampon.
It's time
nope.
for the red vine,
no.
if you know what I mean.
Okay.
There's no red
All
vine.
Right, too far.
Okay. All right. 1-800-520-1067. We'll take your calls next.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
How do you hide from your kids? Let's go to Nancy in Whittier. Good morning, Nancy.
Hi, how are you?
We are good. Thank you. How are you?
Good.
You used
I'm
to...
just here driving my son, the one that I'm hiding from.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Good. Make sure he hears you. What have you done to hide from your child before?
Yes. So when he was about 3, I was just having a breakdown. So I went to my restroom. I dumped out all my shampoo down the sink, so that I can make an excuse to go to Target.
Oh, no.
So it took me about an hour to get back home.
Oh, man.
Yeah, well, you took the long route, right? A lot of accidents.
I took the longest route I could find,
Yeah, she had to go, go through each shampoo, check the prices, see if any of them are on sale, smell
it,
them
it
all.
Was, it ended up costing me a pretty penny, but
Worth it. Worth the peace of mind, right?
Well worth it.
Look, sometimes you got to do it.
Is he in the car with you now?
He is.
Will you tell him you love him, but he used to be very annoying?
I love you, Logie, but he used to be really annoying.
Okay, perfect. Sounds good.
The Kevin and Bean Show.
We are hearing from a lot of parents who hide from their kids.
Or kids that figured out that their parents are hiding as well.
From the 562, I have a Disney pass that my kids don't know about. I get ready and go to the park with friends.
What?
Beat it, kids.
Kevin and Riverside.
You go to Disneyland without your kids?
Yeah. They have
just
a pass
they
don't even know about. Just get away.
I love it.
Kevin Riverside. When my kids were little, I was a private investigator, and when I needed a break, I would tell my wife that I had to do some surveillance or interview a witness or something and then go get a beer. He said, I ended up with full legal and physical custody of the kids in the divorce. No rest after that. LOL.
Oh, man.
I guess there was a bigger problem with the wife.
Yeah, no
That's
kidding.
That's like a Lifetime movie right
there,
sir.
The kids may have been annoying, but not as annoying as the wife, it seems.
Let's go to Rancho Cucamonga and say good morning to Corey. Hi there.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
So I have two little girls, and I like to hide in my garage in my zero gravity and drink a beer and call my mom and vent about my crazy children.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You cut out a little bit. So you go to the garage.
Oh, you drink beer.
Go to the garage. Yeah, I drink beer in my zero gravity chair.
In her zero gravity
chair. I love everything about this.
What is a zero gravity chair?
It's one of those chairs that reclines.
It's just like a recliner. Yeah.
Oh, so you just chill out in there.
And then you said you'd call your mom and bitch about your kids. Is your mom ever like, I know exactly what this is like?
No, because my mom only had me, and I'm perfect. So she doesn't know about Corey.
I think we know more. I think we figured out Corey's problem here.
I love it.
Thank you for the call. Enjoy your beer. We appreciate that. Let's go to Robert in Montclair. Good morning, Robert.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
It's not my kid. It's my niece.
Your niece.
But she had a little three-year-old, and from them to hide from her, they would go, hey, why don't you go take her somewhere? I'd be like, cool, take her. What time do you want her home? Oh, 10 is fine. Went from 10 to midnight to bring her home when you can, whenever you want. And I was like, all right, that's fine. I had no problem with that until I need to do my own life.
Right.
And then what would happen is I'd have to hide under my clothes. I'd go do laundry, put them in plastic bags, dump them on the floor, go in the room, and she'd never find me.
You would literally hide under your clothes.
And it's not even his kid. No. It's just someone he's spending time with.
That he could bring back kind of at any time.
It'd have to be dirty clothes, clean clothes. I didn't care. She would not find me.
Right.
She'd eventually get back to her parents and be like, have you seen him?
What?
Well, I haven't seen him, but we're kind of mad right now because we can't go. Where we need to go.
So he neglected the kid by sitting in clothes. She left and was like, I don't know where he is.
I don't know where Uncle Robert went.
But I'll tell you, he has a lot of dirty clothes.
I'm not sure why. All right, let's go to John, who is calling us in Whittier. Good morning, John.
Hey, how are you, boys?
Hey, we're good. How are you?
Good, good.
All right.
My secret is when they are being a pain in the butt, I tell them, put their board shorts on, turn the pool on, and throw them in the pool. And then I sit outside to keep an eye on them for safety.
That sounds that sounds like being a good dad, John. That doesn't sound like you're avoiding them.
No, you're supposed to hide from them.
No, I'm just trying to, like,
get a tan.
Not hear their chit-chat over and over and over and over. They say the same stories over and over and over.
John's in trouble right now.
I mean, I think we were looking for dads who hold their breath and sit in the pool, like actually hide inside the water. But
do you watch them from inside the house?
No.
You're not what I'm looking for at all, then.
You're too good of a dad, John.
I take my laptop out, and I put you guys and Lady on the Sonos speakers outside I get to enjoy the morning.
Okay.
But keep an eye on them to be safe.
Oh, I think that's good.
John's too good to be in this segment.
He throws them in the pool in the morning.
Was it a violent throw?
Let's stop looking for it to be bad.
I just walked by and accidentally knocked them in.
Oh, okay. I see. Okay. All right, good.
That's the 10th time my dad knocked me in. This is so weird. Thank you for the call. We appreciate that. Let's go to Angela in San Diego. Hi there.
What up, my bitches?
Yes.
You hid from your kids.
Well, my dad hid from us.
Okay.
So there's four of us, and he would drive to the local store, park in the parking lot, and fall asleep.
Oh.
Wow.
And we caught him doing that.
How did you catch him?
And well, we were walking by, and we were like, that's Dad's truck right there. And sure enough, he had just reclined his chair, and he was snoring away.
Angela, your dad would rather be homeless than be with you.
Here's my question, 100%.
Angela.
100%. Before you caught him in the car, would he ever return from the store with anything in his hands?
Yeah, was that not a sign?
Were you four just stupid, and you're like, Dad keeps going to the store and never comes back?
He was gone for a long time. He couldn't find anything.
Yeah. Yeah, we were pretty stupid, but also I caught him doing it recently again. I was just driving by, and I saw his truck, and I said, oh, my dad must be in the store. So I went in the store. Nope, he was in the truck again. So this time he's hiding from my mom.
Right.
So, yeah, he just really wants to sleep.
He really just needs to get away from his entire family.
He's got
to
make his car less comfortable.
Hates us.
Yeah.
Yeah, he hates us all.
That's a beautiful sentiment.
It's Kevin and Bean on K-Rock, KROQ.
Potatoes.
Potatoes. Potatoes.
Potatoes. Hey, I'm sort of whistling, by the way.
A little bit.
I'm not getting any love for that.
That was a brand new Yellow Wolf.
What's happening? Yellow Wolf, that is called Opie Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
Is he saying potatoes?
I think he's saying Opie Taylor, but it did sound like he sang potatoes.
Sound like
potatoes.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Time for one more look at what's happening with Allie.
Guys, I'm just going to say this. There's 26 minutes left to vote in our when you're on a plane, do you recline your seat?
Mm-hmm.
It's all good. 51%.
Wow.
You're a dick, 49%. There is 25 minutes left to vote in this. It might have to go to a scientific survey tomorrow.
I didn't think it would be this close.
Yeah. I thought for sure you'd be able to recline in seats that are called reclining seats.
I thought
seats.
You'd be a dick if you reclined.
You've got 25 minutes at Kevin and Bean on Twitter to vote. This is
the most important vote you'll ever make.
It really is, you guys. Screw 2020. This is what we need to focus on.
Kawhi not.
Kawhi not indeed, Mr. Kilbourne. Hey, Ricky Gervais set to host the 77th annual Golden Globe Awards, marking his record-breaking fifth time fronting the ceremony. It's all going down Sunday, January 5th from Beverly Hills. He said, once again, they've made me an offer I can't refuse, but this is the very last time I'm doing this, which could make for a fun evening. He's basically alluding to the fact that he might burn it all down.
Love it.
And I like it. He first hosted 2010 through 2012, then again in 2016. So this is interesting because so many different shows are choosing to go hostless, but they're like, nope, we're going to stick with what we know, and we'll see how Ricky does.
I still think a great host is better than no host.
Absolutely.
I agree.
No host is better than a bad host.
Okay.
But a great host is best.
That's what an expert says.
I heard a guy say that.
I see what
just
you're
now.
Saying.
Heard Absolutely. A guy on the radio.
Guys, about 2 months ago, Moby got a Vegan for Life tattoo on the right side of his neck. That was in anticipation of his 32nd year anniversary of beginning his vegan lifestyle.
It's not a small tattoo.
Well, that one is not small.
No.
However, it wasn't enough. He shared a photo of a new vegan-related ink. As long as he's not wearing short sleeves, you probably wouldn't see it. But if he's wearing short sleeves, there is no doubt that Moby is a supporter of animal rights because the tattoos span both of Moby's arms with outline letters that read animal on his right arm, rights on his left. And I'm not talking about small.
Oh, no,
I'm
it
talking
takes up
about
his entire
big,
arm.
Like,
no,
block
massive.
Letters
yeah, massive.
All
the way down,
down his yeah. arms. So he said, as November is my 32-year vegan anniversary, I thought I'd get a tattoo. Well,
the famous 32 years vegan. Yeah, right? Yeah.
Well,
big milestone.
That's technically
the big
one. 12 tattoos to celebrate. I'm a vegan animal rights activist for many reasons, but ultimately because I believe at the core of my being that every animal has the right to live their own life according to their own will. And I say, good for you, Moby, but those tattoos are a choice.
They're hideous.
They're a choice.
What would you ever do with that much meat?
Okay.
Right?
Both of you, I'm going to put you down as you like them.
Butthole tattoos!
Have you heard anything about that?
No. No? You do not want one of those.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Remember that video of that woman literally getting her b-hole tattooed?
Yeah.
How
could you forget that?
How?
Ever.
You guys are...
Butthole tattoos!
All right.
We played that video at my wedding.
You did? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's nice.
Right before the dinner.
Oh, that's glorious. Like, a lot of people thought they were going to see, like, a video
of the,
like,
couple
your
or
love,
whatever, yeah.
Here they were in high school,
no.
That type of thing. No, butthole mm-hmm. tattoo.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Whenever I think of that, I think
beautiful.
About my my cousin Tim.
Oh,
I don't know if I ever told you about
Tim.
Him.
No, I don't know. I don't
Here's
know about
the thing.
Tim.
Thanksgiving is coming up, mm-hmm. and you can't eat stuffing.
What?
Here, he'll explain it
okay.
right here.
My cousin Tim doesn't have a butthole, and he can't eat fiber. My cousin Tim doesn't have a butthole, and he can't eat fiber. My cousin Tim doesn't have a butthole. And he can't eat fiber. My cousin Tim doesn't have a butthole. And he can't eat fiber. What's the atomic weight of mercury?
I gotta say, nothing pleased me more than me just saying, have I told you about my cousin Tim? And seeing beer mugs spring into action.
Hell yeah.
What exactly do you have to type in to get that pulled
Tim?
Up?
Song Jed Cousin.
Okay, well, that's an easy way
it's
of doing
a lot of typing.
It. What is wrong with us here?
Maybe we labeled
you
it poorly.
You could put Tim Butthole.
There's too many other. There's too many other Tim Butthole.
Yeah. It's like family member can't eat anything bread related or. Oh, what is wrong with you?
Doing the best we can.
It's true. It's true. So we were talking about people from different generations, understandably, do a lot of things differently, and that includes holiday shopping. So there was this report out from a retail firm that said Gen Zers, which are born like 97 to 2012, plan to spend the least amount of money out of all the generations, and they'll start preparing on Black Friday to get the good deals. That makes sense. You're
okay.
younger. You don't have a ton of money to spend.
Mm-hmm,
right. Get the good deals on Black Friday. They're also less likely than millennials or Gen Xers to shop online. That I found interesting because you would think the
less
youngest
likely.
Ones.
Yeah,
yeah.
Think, so, yeah.
yeah. When it comes to millennials, 20% said they plan to start shopping on Black Friday, and 46% are going to buy electronics, and they plan to do the majority of their shopping online. Gen Xers, that's between 1965 and 1980, they're expected to spend the most out of all the generations.
Interesting.
They're going to buy clothing, accessories, entertainment, and they're going to shop at mass retailers and online-only retailers. Finally, those baby boomers, they've already started shopping, essentially.
Oh,
they might
that's
even
so annoying.
Be done. Yeah, they are going to spend the second highest amount of money, but they're planning to shop at all brick and mortar stores, including department stores and national chains, because they don't know how to do it online.
I was always a Christmas Eve guy.
Yeah.
And you
right
see,
before.
Yeah, and you see everyone in the mall sort of has the exact same look in their eye, which is, oh, my God,
yeah.
I
and
have
by
to
everyone,
find something.
Men?
The husbands.
Me
men,
and three
dad.
Other guys.
Yeah. yeah.
If you stand outside of a Brookstone, you'll never see more men sweating in one night than on Christmas Eve. It's like, would she take massaging slippers? Like, it's like, you're just like walking around wondering how many alarm clocks you need.
It's like all the dudes at Victoria's Secret on February 14th. Like, first of all, no chick wants you to buy lingerie. I'll just
Correct.
Put it out there right now. But the fact that that is your go-to last minute, you are a joy, gentlemen,
yeah.
mm-hmm. is what I'm saying.
It's a
saying.
Beautiful thing.
It is a beautiful thing. Speaking of studies, more than a quarter of people are sick of their traditional Thanksgiving food. This can only
you
make
only have
Dave
it once
happy.
A year.
Well, these people are discussing alternative food options at the table this year. Dave, the king of Mexico, hates turkey. He basically hates all the food
he
at
hates
Thanksgiving.
America.
So, how can anyone hate stuffing?
Right.
I don't know. It doesn't make sense. So it's begun this whole conversation. What would you rather have? If you're not going to have turkey, are you going to have like a big Italian meal? Are you going to have, you know, the lasagnas, the spaghettis, all of that? Sounds fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
My family, we do the traditional turkey and the stuffing and the yams and all of that.
Like Americans.
Yeah. But we also do a little side thing because they're living in Maine now and they'll get lobsters and they'll have clams and scallops. And I got to tell you.
Interesting.
It is a delight. It is wonderful. But Stryker and Klein were talking about this yesterday, and people were emailing in and texting in about what foods they were going to have. And I'm not going to lie, I got super jealous of the family that texted in and said, oh no, we're going ribs this year.
Oh, that's good.
Ribs?
Yes!
Yeah, I'm into that.
Strong choice.
Strong, right?
I like it.
What about you? Are you going to do traditional or incorporate anything
We go
else?
To a friend's house. And
see, that's always a bummer to me. No leftovers.
Oh no.
Oh no, you take it home.
We bring Tupperware. Empty Tupperware.
Come the writers.
Cool. All right.
The whole bag of Tupperware. Oh yeah, and by the way, when you go to someone's house for Thanksgiving, you always go home with leftovers.
Yeah.
You would hope, or yeah.
And
sometimes
it's classic. It's
you
turkey
all eat
and
it.
Stuffing and everything else, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It's damn good. It's Thanksgiving. We're gonna have a good time. And then we sing this.
No, I mean, obviously, that's what everyone does. We are gonna have a good time with the turkey.
Yeah! Yeah! We are gonna have a good time with the turkey. Yeah! Did I miss a meeting where we discussed this song?
I only had no idea what we were doing.
All of us were dancing and knew the part to yell yeah. And
what
did
is
it
that?
Have we played it before?
It's a great song.
I've never heard that.
You've heard it before.
Her name's like Nicole Cunningham or something.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know who.
You all start singing, yeah.
We were all together, and I was like, how come I can't play?
Nicole Westbrook is her name.
Okay.
It's a bop, man.
I don't doubt
it. It's like
it.
The Friday for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, sort of, yeah.
See, I thought it was her. Okay. Yeah. All right, well, let's wrap it up.
Sorry that you felt left out.
That's okay. Some birthdays for you. Whoopi Goldberg, Gerard Butler, Jimmy Kimmel, Meta World Peace, and our own K-Rock's Nicole Alvarez. And that's what's happening.
Thanks, Ellie. A 5 p.m. commercial-free hour is happening thanks to a random act of help.
Oh, no.
From the SoCal Helpful
still,
Honda dealers.
He's still playing.
It's still the intro.
Come on now.
Oh, he's on that roof. I mean, get down, Tavia.
We have been playing this for, seems like
about
weeks.
3 hours.
No, but right here's
we haven't got past this
no.
part.
No.
Okay. Yeah, 3 hours.
Tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show, get up on this. We've got tickets for night number two. Of the K-Rock Absolute Almost Acoustic Christmas.
Oh, good God, he's still talking.
Perfect timing.
Dr. Drew and RJ Bell with his picks for week 11.
But here in our little village of Anatevka.
Okay.
Get in there, buddy.
You might say
every
one of us is a fiddler on the roof.
Yeah.
All right,
trying to scratch out.
Do they sing?
No, he's got
20
minutes.
Oh, you got at least 20 minutes. We don't have the time.
Without breaking his neck.
Mm-mm. What's his story? What is it?
It isn't easy.
It isn't easy.
It isn't easy, right?
You may ask.
Oh, here we go. Here still, we go.
Why do we
it's
stay
a tease
up
here.
There?
It's a tease.
It's so dangerous. We stay because Anatevka is our home.
This is just a homeless guy that walked in the studio. He's not even the singer. They just let the
and
mic run.
How do we keep our balance?
Right, listen.
That I can tell you. In one word.
Here we go.
Here it
tradition.
Is.
Okay.
Tradition. It's the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.